This interview is taking place with Mrs. Paul Feldenheimer, Edith Feldenheimer, at her home in Portland, Oregon, on November 23rd, 1982. And the interviewer is Marion Kolisch. There we go. Well, we could start, I think, by trying to go through a little bit of your chronology.
Yes.
If you don't mind telling us where you were born and when.
I was born in New York City on August 29th, 1900, and went to a small private school, Miss Calhoun School, which is still in existence, I am told.
Was it a girls' school?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then went to Smith College, which I enjoyed immensely. I loved Smith, loved the work I did there, the people I knew. It was really a very good developing education. And I see the...
At that time, Edith, did they have a particular department that was known for being outstanding, I mean, the art department or music?
Not particularly, no. I would say that most of my work was in English, and I did a good deal of writing when I was there, and of course I also was very much interested in the theater, and took part in a great many plays. And at that time, Sam Elliott, who was originally with the Provincetown Theater, was theatrical director, and put the plays on, and I enjoyed working with him immensely. He was very knowledgeable and very adroit at handling of the plays.
Well, tell me a little bit more about the theater, because I think, is that when you began to be interested in
that
as a real career?
Yes, that started my interest in the theater. Before that, however, if I can go back, you have down here governesses, which, of course, we had a German governess when I was a child, and I spoke German as easily as English for many years. And then when I was about 10 or 12, we had a French governess. So that was, my mother always had a strong feeling that languages were very important in the world. And so I learned some French there, though I later went to school in France. And having both those languages made it much easier at college, because I went right into advanced courses where we studied the German theater and the French theater and things of that kind, which was extremely interesting to me.
Would that have been at the time of what was going on in the German theater then? Was it the time of the Bauhaus?
No, it was before, long before that. This was, I went to college in 1916, graduated in 1920, and so that was before any of these things, before everything.
Yeah. So it was classic German theater.
Yeah, no, it wasn't the classic or the well-known German theater. It was just the ordinary run-of-the-mill. Mm-hmm. And but of course, the French theater in those days was very largely classical. You were trained, and when you went to theater in Paris, you usually Comédie Française or something of that kind. You saw the classics, so that it was good training, good theater training. Then, I worked in the theater at Smith a good deal. Also, I wrote for the college monthly paper and that kind of thing too, because I was anxious at that time. I was thought of going into writing as a career. But
Did the governesses have anything else to? I think you mentioned before that they would take you, or was it your